Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, is that not the world's best idea? It is. Well, they're probably slightly ice cream is probably a slightly better idea. Whipped cream is maybe a slightly better idea. But it's not, on the scale of good ideas, it's pretty high up there. Let's admit it. It's free. It's me. And we've got Alex and Doug who've both done exactly that. So 855-993-7569. Alex, you get to be very first today. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm trying to improve the relationship between my mother, my sister, and myself. And I have a new conflict, and I didn't want to do a thing if I talked to you.
Okay. Okay, hold your breath. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay.
My mother's 80. She's a young 80 and lives in the Maryland suburbs. I'm 53 and live in New York City, and my sister's almost 50 and lives in New York City.
Okay.
So we kind of, my sister and I kind of take turns visiting my parents. And one of the reasons is my sister doesn't want me there when she visits our parents. So, you know, I have obliged with that. So all year I've kind of been navigating situations where my sister's had problems with me. And my mother is pushing for us to be close and to, you know, be good friends and that kind of thing. Which, after all that's happened in the past year, I kind of wanted to stay away from my sister. But anyway, I'm trying to make that work. So the latest situation is my sister and her husband went to visit my parents right around Father's Day and took my parents to Annapolis for dinner and all of this. So my mother on our weekly call tells me each detail about the visit and tells me how fabulous it was and the restaurant was wonderful and the whole bit. And I just, you know, listened politely and we talked or whatever. So this weekend, 4th of July, my husband and I were going to go visit my parents, and we usually take them the day before to Bethesda, you know, for dinner, and then drive around D.C., you know, just see them, not really get out of the car because of their age, but just drive around and come back. So this year, there may be a conflict where we may not be able to take, to go down to visit my parents. And they knew that because my husband has a new job and it conflicts. So I still hadn't, you know, known whether we were coming or not. And I talked to my mother, and she says, well, your sister has made reservations for all of us in Annapolis at the restaurant where we all ate, and there's a parade, and then the Naval Academy band is going to play and all of this, which it all sounds fabulous, but what I resent and what keeps happening is my sister makes plans for us. In other words, it's kind of my weekend, and so I got this a detailed email about the reservations, the name of the restaurant, the phone number, when the parade starts. Like it's like a travel agent's itinerary of what my husband and I are supposed to do with my parents while it's our weekend, so to speak. Now, I could ignore it, I guess. On the other hand, I guess it's going to keep happening.
Okay, let's break this into let's break this into several component parts.
Okay,
the first is, is your husband going to be available for the weekend?
Well, after this happened, we decided to say, no, we're not available. I haven't touched base with my mother at all.
All right, look.
He is available, but we haven't said that.
All right, there are a bunch of issues, and as I said, we're going to have to piece them out because otherwise it just becomes this kind of messy glob, and messy globs are very hard to deal with. All right, so the first one is sibling rivalry. And at some point, you guys are going to have to let that go. It sounds to me that one of the reasons that your sister wants to be there when you're not, there's one good reason and one bad reason for it. The one good reason is it spreads the fun for your parents over at least two events rather than one when the two of you visit separately. It also means each of you get individual time with your parents that you wouldn't have when you have to share it with the other sib. But it also means that to a certain extent, I think your sister feels that you're the favored child. And so when you're there, that she is secondary. And that, rather than being offended by that, I think what you should do is be mildly flattered by it and understand that this is often a phenomenon. And one of the reasons that I'm so quick to recognize it is I am also the first child in my family, which doesn't necessarily mean the best, but sometimes it gets misinterpreted as that. So, and I have a lot more rivals than you've got. I've got bunches of them, and you've just got your sister. So the first thing I think you need to understand is when your sister says, I'd just as soon be there at a different time, that there's good news and bad news about this. But I think what we also have to look at is for 4th of July weekend, that your sister is saying, let's all do this together, which is really an olive branch. And you're seeing it as a preemptive strike.
Can I interrupt? She has other plans and is going to the beach. She's not even near the whole week. She's not even going.
So I thought she made, you mean she made reservations for you and your husband? Oh, okay, got it. Okay, all right, different. All right, fair enough. I misunderstood. I thought it was for all of you. All right.
Yeah, that was the case. I could kind of deal with it, but
Fair enough. All right. So the deal is that she's made reservations, and I think it's look. I'm one of those people that I'm the ones who's always making all the plans. So somebody making the plans for me, I just think is fantastic, but that's me, not you. So if you don't view this as fantastic, I think what I would say is, wow, that's a lot of work, and I really appreciate it. But you know what? Henry, much to my surprise, Henry being your husband at this moment, has made some other plans. So listen, either I can call up and cancel or you can. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And next time, maybe you can either let me know that you've got this thing planned so you can either go along with it or not. But whatever you do, be gracious about saying no way, Jose, or thanks a bunch. Because, I mean, and it's hard to know what your mom's role in this. And again, I can only look at my mom. Yeah,
but
because
I didn't want to open up a can of worms.
Oh no, it is. It is. It's not only the can of worms.
Low or
no. It is. Yeah. So here, and certainly there's another way of dealing with it. As I said, I've got a similar situation, except I've got a whole lot more complication because I have 5 brothers and sisters. You've got one.
I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah, don't even. It'll just give you an upset stomach for no payoff at all.
Poor thing.
And my mother is one of those charming people who will say whatever she wants to, whatever child she's with. And I think, let's go back to her talking about what a terrific time she had with your sister. That's not accidental or coincidental. Understand that for an awful lot of women, their major function in life, their major role. Think about Mother's Day. Think about the discrepancy between how much money and time and effort is spent on Mother's Day versus Father's Day, which gives you some idea that I have this philosophy that we spend huge amounts of money on holidays for people to convince them that they're really important when the rest of the year they're not. And so what your mother is saying, and for a lot of women, certainly of her generation, that the role of mother was the most significant one she had. And even if it wasn't the most significant by the time she's 80, that her marriage, sometimes she's still got a partner, sometimes she's not, but marriages that have gone on for 50 or 60 years tend not to be necessarily your self-definition unless they're upset. For work, quite often gone, which means that the parenting role, especially for moms, is the last major kind of line in the sand, monument, altar worth, bowing down to. So her saying to you, look how much time and effort your sister spent on me, is manipulative as the very dickens. Now, you can do one of two things. You can either sort of swallow the poison bait, which that is, because poisoned on two levels. One is a sibling rivalry, which your mother is, to a certain extent, stirring, because sibling rivalry is one of those few terms in psychology that is it's really accurate as opposed to most, which are just blurry. Sibling means brother or sister, and rivalry is competition, and the question is competition for what? And the answer is mom and dad, and especially mom. So by saying, Alex, your sister does much nicer things for me than you do, you're swallowing the bait doubly of not only sibling rivalry, but who loves mom best. Let me put you on hold. You digest that for a minute. I'll be back to you, and we'll tell you what we do about this. Doug and Penny, I will get to you both. We have lots of time. You'll get all the time you need. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Alex, who's got a sister problem and a mama problem and a 4th of July problem. All right, and so let's, as I said, the issue about sibling rivalry, you know, it's probably time. She can't have a tug-of-war with you unless you're willing to have a tug-of-war with her. So my best advice about that is just decide that she's probably jealous of you, and that's one of the reasons that she doesn't want you to be around the same time mom is. And as opposed to being offended by that, what I would probably do is just sort of say, listen, I think it's a great idea, that way mom gets double the attention. So, you know, we can, unless there's a special event, we can just go ahead and sort of have different times, and at Christmas or holidays or whatever, we can sort of plan to meet there. But that's fine. And just not take offense at it, because, again, I think what she's really saying is that I come in second place when you're around her. That's her feeling. Whether it's accurate or not doesn't really make any difference. It's her perception, number one. Number two, understand mom's role in this, because did you say anything to mom about we may not be able to come down?
Yes, and she totally understood. I said, would you be going to Annapolis if we don't come? She goes, no, we can wait and go the next time you come.
Yeah, but that isn't what she said to your sister. What she said to your sister
I don't know whose idea it was.
It doesn't make any difference, because the point is that you sort of played into it. Let's deal with the immediate issue, which is, do you want to go along with your sister's plans, or would you rather do something else?
Well, see, I also have my husband, who was a little put off.
No. You're the sort of bellwether here. If it's okay with you, you'll convince him it's okay, and you won't whine about it. So the question is, do you want to go along with it? Do you want to change it?
I guess that it doesn't really matter now at this point. At first,
that isn't an answer. Do you want to go along with it? Do you want to change it?
I'll go along with it.
Okay. Then what you do is you send off an email to your sister saying, thanks for all the planning, really appreciate it. Period. The end. Okay?
Okay.
Number one. Number two, understand that your mother is a co-conspirator in this. She said to your sister, I'm not sure Alex is coming, and so she's going to play the two of you off against each other, not because she's a wicked human being, but because she's a woman who feels that basically that she wants attention, and the best way to get attention is to have the two of you fighting over her, and she's been very effective at that. Yeah, she's been very effective at it. So the way that you need to deal with her is just smile sweetly and say, if you wanted to go along with this, say, you know, that Sharon is so good at planning, I'm just delighted that she took this off my shoulders. And if you don't want to do it, say, you know, Sharon is so good about planning wonderful things for you guys to do, but I just thought we'd figure out something a little different. But don't fall into this, because you just really swallowed the bait.
Yeah.
And so what happens is your sister thinks, wow, you know, mom really does love me best. Your mom's saying, wow, look at all the attention I'm getting. So you're reinforcing negative behavior on two different levels, which you don't want to do. So stupid and cheerful is really very effective in this particular circumstance. And given the fact that she made these plans, which are fantastic, I just sent her off an email saying, wow, I think I'm going to leave all my planning to you. And then with your husband, say, look, this is one of those situations I was just having, you know, I was PMSing, I'm not going to do this anymore. She made all the arrangements. Yeah. That means we don't have to do it. It's all set up for us. You know, we know that mom and dad are going to like it. And if, for God forbid, something goes wrong, we can blame it on her.
Perfect. Okay. As always, Dr. Joy, thank you so much.
Same to you. Happy, most importantly, happy Declaration of Independence from all this crap. Because you don't want to do this anymore. You don't want to do this anymore. All righty? You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, this is where we do the Star Spangled Banner, and I play the fife. All right, Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Joy. Yesterday you talked about Radio Shack. And you kind of mentioned it in the past tense. And I wanted you to know that in Manhattan we have at least two that are alive and well that I'm aware
of. Really? Where are they?
There's one at 7th Avenue and 23rd Street.
Okay.
And there's another one in the Village on 6th Avenue near Washington Place, right across the street from St. Joseph's Church. And I know they both are open because I saw them yesterday.
Wow, good for you. Well, because all the ones that I knew, they were all going out of business, and you know, and people said, you know, go because you're gonna. So all the ones I knew were closed. So you're saying they are still available at some places.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know the one, you know, downtown on Broadway below Wall Street, that's closed.
Yeah.
But these other two I know are open.
Well, good for you. All right, I'm going to make you my. All right, let's see. I just Googled Radio Shack, and it turns out. They actually show two in Brooklyn and one in New York. So even their website just shows one in New York.
Well, I know 7th Avenue and 23rd is open.
Let's see what this one says. see what this one says just out of curiosity. It says buy a Samsung. I don't know why am I doing a commercial for Radio Shack, for heaven's sakes. All right, good to know. So say they still exist, and I just didn't know where they were. So there we go.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug, for my and I'm sure Radio Shack will be sending you a pair of headphones or something.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, who knew? Because all the ones I knew about closed. So maybe, you know, check. Be careful about premature. Was it Mark Twain said the rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated? So Radio Shack is perhaps not alive and well, but alive. Penny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Penny. Pardon me?
It's Penny. Hi.
That's what I said.
Oh, hi, Dr. Brown. Okay. I love you.
Are you on a... Thank you. Are you on a speakerphone, Sugar?
I was. Actually, it's Penny, P-E-N-N-Y.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying.
Oh, okay.
We'll be able to hear each other better if you take me off speaker.
Okay.
Unless there's a particular reason. Okay, that's already better. All right, so what's on your mind, Cookie? I know your name is Penny. Penny, you just went weird on me again.
Okay.
Talk to me and then hold still in a place so I can make sure I can hear you. All right?
Okay. How about now?
All right. Go. Don't move. Just tell me.
Okay. I want to know if I should report this about my boss.
About your boss?
Yes.
Okay. What's the problem?
They're talking about hiring people, and he has saying they have a list of people, and supposedly they started to pick. It was around the workplace that they were talking about. That's why I overheard it. And this is a retail store. So there's an 800 number that we could call to report. I think, personally, it's a bit discriminatory what he said.
What did he say?
He said he wanted this person has no attachment, no family, no kids. Call him first.
So was he going to hire him, this person, because of that, or not hire this person because of that?
Hire that person. First priority, hire that person because of that.
Well, it's an interesting question. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk a little bit about whether it's discriminatory. It's discriminatory to ask people what their marital status is or their sexual orientation. The question is, do you hire somebody? Is it discriminatory to hire somebody because they're single? Let me think about that. Let's put you on hold. Come right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Penny, who has a perfectly good question, to which I'm not sure I actually know the answer, not being a lawyer as well as equal EEOC lawyer, but she overheard somebody, her boss, saying that they were going to hire somebody because they didn't have any kids, or they weren't married, so that they were completely unattached. And she's saying, is that discriminatory? And, you know, I don't know if there were two candidates and one had children and one didn't, or one was a woman and one was a man, that maybe. But if there was no other candidate and saying that his lack of attachment was positive, that in theory would not be discriminatory because it's not against anybody, it seems to me. I don't know the legality of it, just the logic of it. It's like saying,
personally, I'm a mother of two.
No, I got that.
Yeah.
But you already work there, right?
That's right. I don't.
I'll tell you what, here, Penny. Here's what I do, and I do it for two reasons. Before I turn somebody in, because I'm not sure you really there's a legitimate issue here in terms of the law. There's obviously a legitimate issue in terms of your sense of well-being at the company, which is I would go. How long have you been working at the company?
11 years.
Okay. Are you a valued employee? Would you view yourself as a valued employee?
Yes, I would.
Okay, good. Here's what I would do, and you have to. Well, let me tell you what I'm suggesting, and you can decide whether or not it feels okay to you. What I would be, if I were in your shoes,
mm-hmm.
I would go to the boss and say, "Hey, listen, I just overheard you say something, and it was, you know, I was not eavesdropping intentionally, but I heard you say something that you were going to hire this guy because he had no attachments. Does that mean that you feel that I'm a less valuable employee because I have two kids?" And then see what he says. And I think I would do that for two reasons. First of all, it will either set your mind at ease that that he's not discriminating against not only moms, but you in particular. It also would give you a sense of sort of reaffirming your position in the company. My guess is he would say something like, Penny, you're incredibly valuable, and you don't take sick days. But given the choice of having somebody who's going to have to be out because their kids are sick, or there's a school day, there's a school holiday, it just makes more sense as an employer to hire somebody who's not going to have that problem. But would I, if I had to hire you all over again, would I hire you all over again? Absolutely. So that's probably what I would do.
Okay, just talk to him directly first.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even talk to him. I would just ask him. I would just say, I overheard this, and it just made me wonder whether I would be considered a less valuable employee than he would, than he is.
Yeah, I don't particularly like him. Because I do know how he feels.
Well, if you already think that he's, I mean, look, it doesn't say in anybody's contract you have to like your boss. And it doesn't say really in anybody's contract that the boss has to like you. It just has to be even-handed, that you can't pay somebody. You can certainly, if you're a better worker than the person in the next QB, it's okay to pay you more. It's not okay to pay you less if you do the same amount of work because you have kids. In theory, it would be okay to pay you less if you missed more days, regardless of whether it's because you were sick or you had,
right,
you know,
right,
or you just didn't like your job. So, you know, I think the issue of discrimination is a little tricky. It certainly needs to be addressed. But in this particular situation, given the fact that you have, I mean, do you miss a lot of days because of your kids?
No, it wasn't me. It's a colleague of mine that she was in that position, and then now her position is vacant because she decided to take a leave and not come back.
Well, but if she decided to take a leave and not come back, then, I mean, look.
But the thing is that she gave some notice. The thing is that he just is not treating women with kids the same way as he would. That's the feeling I got.
Well, but see, there has to, that I, as far as I know, again, I'm not a lawyer, that if you come in to work late every day,
mm-hmm.
and you say it's because I'm a mom, and your colleague comes in to work every day on time, I don't care particularly why you're late all the time. The point is, you're a less valuable worker to me because you come in late all the time. Now, if you stay late, then you may make the offset it. And the reason that you come in, I may or may not be sympathetic to. But to a certain extent, you'd have to prove that he was discriminating against you because of your kids as opposed to because you were late. If you're late, he has a right to dock you, independent of why you're late. And this is a country.
Right, single people will be late, too. But it wasn't.
Exactly. 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 But the point is, he's, if he said, no, but Penny, that's the point. The law is about the wording. And it is about, because he cannot dock you because you have kids. He cannot discriminate. He cannot choose not to hire you. He cannot choose to pay you less. But he can if you are late. Now, if
but
you're saying I'm late.
Over the ones that have kids. There are 12 candidate on the list from what I saw.
Say it again. I didn't understand the first part of the sentence. What is he doing because of people as kids?
He has skipped over. There were 12 candidates on the list.
Okay, if you can say that those people have the same absentee rate, the same number of sick days, that they're on, you know, the same number of tardiness or not tardiness as somebody, then you have a basis for discrimination. But it has to be that the person is as good a worker and is being discriminated against on the basis of something that has nothing to do with their work. Do you see what I'm saying?
Kind of, yes. Okay.
What's the kind of part? What part do you not understand? If you can prove that there's a systematic discrimination against moms at the company, but you have to prove.
He didn't do a research about it. He just won the person that's single on that list.
Penny, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference if you can't prove discrimination. It's then because we're talking about the law. We're not talking about fairness. We're not talking about we're talking about that if you can prove he systematically is against women who have children without reason, without cause. If he can prove that each of the moms has taken 50% more sick days than people without moms, then you can say he's not discriminated against, that it's coincidental that those women may have children, and the children may be what's causing them to take 50% more sick days. But in fact, they are less reliable employees because they take 50% more sick days, not because they have children, but because they take 50% more sick days. And I know it sounds like we're splitting hairs, but that's what the law does. And if you can prove that there's even one woman who has the same number of sick days and late days as somebody who doesn't, and the person who doesn't have children was promoted over her, then you've got a basis for discrimination. And if I were going to file a complaint, first of all, I wouldn't do it. I would go to to human resources. I would go to HR and say, listen, I need you to look at the data here because I don't have access to it. I have the sense that there is discrimination against women who have children. And I understand if somebody's taking more sick days than everybody else, that that's, you know, regardless of why they're doing it, that's legitimate. But if they're not, and these people are being passed over, that's not fair. That's discrimination. So you could take it to human resources.
Oh, okay.
And I would do it that way. Rather than I would do it as a conversational thing, because then you have the data. Then it either puts your mind to rest of, yeah, there really is discrimination here, and it's not fair just because a woman has children that she's passed over on the idea that she might take more sick days. Either she does or she doesn't. If she does, it's legitimate to promote somebody who has a better track record. If she doesn't, it's completely illegal.
Okay. Even with this remark,
I think it's, you'd have a hard time. First of all, it'd be his word against yours. You don't really have the data that, and what he's saying. Again, if he can prove that every mom, each of those 12 women, have taken more sick days than single men, then it's not discrimination. It's just good business practices. And not only will he not be held accountable in a negative way, but he'd be applauded for it. So you need to make sure. And again, it's, you know, this country is not very fair about working moms. We're the only country that doesn't have mandatory mommy leave and doesn't have daddy leave and stuff like that. But get your data. And that way you'll either have a legitimate basis or you'll set your mind at rest. But find out what's really going on here. All righty?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks, kiddo. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you're getting a busy signal for the last basically 45 minutes, so now's a good time to call. We have another 2 hours plus to go. 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. Today's a day to go postal, not necessarily in that way. It's a postal worker day and a postage stamp day, as well as National Ginger Snap Day. So you could, if we had stamps made out of ginger snaps, they would taste much better when you lick them. Except I don't think stamps are lickable anymore, right? They're just pastable.
I think so, yeah.
Which I think, I for one, I thought the paste tasted terrible. So what can I tell you? They should have made it much more delicious. So today is actually, as of 1867, they had the Canadian Confederation, the Federal Dominion of Canada. John A. Macdonald was sworn in as the first PM of Canada. And today is Canada Day.
Canada Day, which
is actually was adopted as the official song of Canada in, I'm just finding out what day, because it was relatively late. I just saw it and lost it. I will get back to you on it.
I've got
but
it.
But I think there it was in 1980.
1980, yep.
Relatively recent. I mean, I would have assumed, right? Oh, Canada.
Yeah,
when they, yeah, because they became, it took, what, 100 years?
Yeah. I mean, did Canada have an anthem before Oh, Canada that they
You know what? It may have been God Save the Queen.
Okay.
God Save the Gracious Queen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because it took 113 years for it to be Oh, Canada. I would have assumed that that's what they had at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I would be wrong. So happy Canada Day, Canadians everywhere, especially in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
In 1770, Lexel's Comet, which clearly is not nearly as well known as Halley's, which people mispronounce as Halley's, it's actually Halley's Comet, passes closer to the Earth than any other comet in recorded history. But in 1770, I think Halley's just had a much better PR firm. So there you go. In 1863, Suriname marked the abolition of slavery in the Netherlands by Kitty Cody Day, which is incredibly cool name. 1863, Battle of Gettysburg began. Believe it or not, I had a friend who said, let's go to Gettysburg over the 4th of July. Wrong! It's the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. So, but Gettysburg on the 4th of July weekend? I don't think so. In 1870, the Department of Justice came into existence. In 1878, Canada joins the Universal Postal Union. So then we could, which is still, no matter what I send to Canada, it's always the wrong amount of postage. So, folks, I know it's Postal Service Day, but could we all get together and decide to have it? I know we're not going to have the same stamp. We're different countries. But could we sort something out so everything that I send to Canada can come back saying postage due? Okay, that was personal, and I guess it's not going to happen.
Today's a big day for Canada. We're going to see here as you go through more of the...
Yeah, I know. Canada and Bermuda are linked by telegraph code today.
Yeah.
There you go. The world's first international telephone call is made between St. Stephen, New Brunswick, Canada, and Calais, Maine, in the United States. So that's not very far, but, better than whatever.
Yeah.
The United States terminates reciprocity and fishery agreement with Canada. Terminates. So I don't know what that means. So we don't fish each other's water?
I guess not.
Move away from the boat. I don't know. The first Tour de France bicycle race in 1903. Where's Lance Armstrong when we don't need him?
Right.
In 1908, SOS is adopted as the international distress signal. Do you know the first time SOS was used?
I don't.
See, this is why you want me on your team when we play Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
It was used with the Titanic.
See, I was thinking that, but it seemed like it was too easy of an answer.
No.
But I was thinking that it was
in general, the answer to trivia is almost always the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
And my point is, you could just see somebody saying, SOS? What does SOS mean? I mean, the first time you use anything, no one's going to know what it means.
Right. Yeah.
So this was in 1908, was adopted. 1921, the Communist Party of China was founded. In 1922, the Great Railroad Strike of 1922 began in the United States. I think, as I recall, this was really bloody. People got shot.
Oh, wow.
I think this is where they got the, what was the name of, it's not the Pembertons. It was, what was the name of the, it was the Pullman Strike. Yeah, I think people were killed in this one. Nationwide railway strike. I'm trying to remember the name of the company that got called in, and they actually shot people. I don't know if this was the one. I should probably be careful about things like that.
Wow.
It's not the Pembertons. I'll think of it in a minute. United Airlines service begins service as Boeing Air Transport in 1931. And they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
The Australian Broadcasting Company was formed in 1932, also called ABC. Got it? In 1958, the CBC linked television broadcasting across Canada via microwave. Relatively late, but it's a big country. 1963, believe it or not, zip codes have only been around for, what, 52 years?
Wow.
Doesn't seem like they've been around forever?
Yeah.
Almost. On 1966, the first color TV transmission in Canada takes place from Toronto. This is a big deal day in Canada.
Wow.
The CIA began a Phoenix program officially established. You don't want to know what that is. I actually looked it up. It's not pretty.
Mm.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
It's about Vietnam, and it's awful. Oh, you don't want to know.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't even have mentioned it. It was not our finest moment at all. In 1968, the United Auto Workers separated from the AFL-CIO. So I knew about that, actually. Gay Pride in England took place in 1972. The Sony introduced the Walkman in 1979.
I had a Walkman once.
I did, too. I think, you know, you can probably sell those to the Smithsonian for, like, nothing. With a little disc that went round and round.
Yeah.
Yeah. And little headphones. 1980, Oh Canada.
Yep.
I guess it was God Save the Queen before then. Somebody from Canada will call us and tell us. In 1984, PG-13 was introduced by the MPAA, much to the chagrin of teenagers everywhere.
I wonder what the first movie to be rated PG-13 was.
I don't know. Let's see if we can find out. Let's see if it says production code. See, we could have probably found this out, but we're... Hollywood remained financially stable and able to attract investment from Wall Street. This is why they did it. Does it say? I don't think. Well, I'll see if I can find it out for you, and I will start next hour talking about exactly why MP... And a tip of my baseball cap, WFAN in New York City in 1987 became the world's first all-sports radio station. I've actually been on that station. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. To